success was made. How could we ever live another way? After what we witnessed on that very day. Listen carefully and you can hear Mashiach walking. Listen even harder to hear Rebbe Akiva talking. Yeah, I was burned at the stake, but I felt no pain. Saw glorious visions of Torah, I consumed the flames. Whether you believe it or not, bad spirits exist. Look all around you, I shouldn't have to tell you this. Foundation of Judaism being crushed in my others. Losing so many Jewish souls, but for our mothers. Mayday, we in the spiritual state of emergency. People see, yet there is no call for urgency. Specific mitzvahs that we are called to observe. The very notion to the naked eye may seem absurd. Every mitzvah sustains us and keeps us alive. It's through observance that the nation of Israel survived. We living in the last days. Ask me how do I know? West Bank land giving away affirms us so. We came, we cried, we bowed, we saw, we prayed.
When we stood at Sinai,
stood in awe as God's presence was made.
When we stood at Sinai,
how could we ever live another way?
When we stood at Sinai,
after what we witnessed on that very day.
When we stood at Sinai,
we came, we cried, we bowed, we saw, we prayed.
When we stood at Sinai,
stood in awe as God's presence was made.
When we stood at Sinai,
how could we ever live another way?
When we stood at Sinai,
after what we witnessed on that very day.
When we stood at Sinai,
in past time there was a strong connection to Hashem. Now it seems that our connection has grown dim. Many think covenant means limitation, but covenant assures us from the very hardships that we facing. Plenty food for the body, yet our soul starves. Blessed to end our day in mob. How do we raise children in this material world when God's face is hidden in this really spiritual world? Many nations are dead and gone, yet B'nai Israel remains standing strong. Before Dr. King said, let freedom ring, Moses stood in front of Pharaoh saying the same thing. Caesar Abraham lived, but others face extinction. Turn to the mountains, glow, and embrace extinction. No reason for us to ever, ever feel ashamed, for every element of his name run through our veins. After the sea closed, we journeyed 40 years seeking our place. Manna provided, cause of glory proved God's face. With every circumcision, he loved us. With every soul to journey under the canopy, he loved us. Every speck of sand our feet touched was a testament to God's merciful nature. We did not deserve the lineage of queens and kings. We did not deserve the voices in which the psalms sang, but he blessed us. For we are all his creations, not judged by our skin, money, or status, but an unknown, undefined spiritual apparatus. It is God which has no boundaries and no definition. This time, this song, these beats, these lyrics, material things, the spiritual slang, is God. We cried, we bowed, we saw, we prayed.
When we stood at Sinai,
stood in awe as God's presence was made.
When we stood at Sinai,
how could we ever live another way?
When we stood at Sinai,
after what we witnessed on that very day.
When we stood at Sinai,